إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما، أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as He ought to be feared. And let's listen to this point about our community here. We have a group of people in our community called losers or failures. And they are the people who go around with this statement, don't give your money. And they have the statement, is that all they know how to do is ask for money? As the imam of this masjid, walhamdulillah, from the time I became the imam, I started to recite the ayat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala around giving our wealth fi sabilillah, in order that these ayat, inshallah, might soften our hearts to know of the importance of giving our wealth fi sabilillah. Because many of us, we remember yesterday, we gave our wealth and there was nothing in return. Until it came to the point that we say, why give our wealth for a hospital that's never going to be built? For a community that we never saw? That we gave much of our money until we felt that it was useless to give our money to these ignorant leaders who was just trying to fill their pockets with the wealth of the innocent. After a time had went by, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us by making this deen strong again amongst us, by letting the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be known and practiced. And with this, it was important for us to understand the importance of giving our wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can move forward. And that was our call, and that this is our call, to give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter. And we hope, inshallah, that for the beginning, the purchase of the Islamic Center of America, Masjid Ahlul Sunnah and Madrasa Ahlul Sunnah, is just the beginning of the results of giving our wealth fi sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to have His ayat recited to us so that we can give our wealth, so that we can see the blessings in this world and when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue where we left off before the month of Ramadan with the explanation of Surah Al-Hujurat, and we had left off with the statement of our Lord Tabarak wa ta'ala, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعُصْيَانَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah, I want you to know that the Messenger of Allah is amongst you. And if he were to follow you and that which you command him, then you would have been destroyed. But rather Allah has made the iman be love to you and has beautified your hearts with it. And he has made hateful for you kufr and fusuq and isyan. Those, they are the guided, a favor and a blessing from Allah, and Allah is alimun hakeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah that we began to give the tafsir of, he begins with the statement, and know that the Messenger of Allah is amongst you. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually living and amongst the believers when this ayah was revealed to those who believed in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the believers to know that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam was amongst them, so that they could obey him and that they could honor and respect him alayhi salatu wa sallam. And today inshallah we want to focus on this part of the ayah, so that we know who our Messenger is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in America already, we've been tricked with at least 3 people claiming to be the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give them what they deserve. Our Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, there's no man who has lived before him, and Allah knows best, will there ever live a man after him, that humanity has paid so much importance to his life. As the ulama of Islam, walhamdulillah, they have written big books and small books all discussing the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the examples of the bigger books, Zadul Ma'ad fi Hadi Khayr al-Ibad by Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, which is now published, walhamdulillah, in Arabic in 5 volumes, that discusses the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst the smaller books, that which has been translated into English, walhamdulillah, Rahiq al-Makhtum by al-Mubarak Furi hafadhuullah. These are just some of the books written about the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the believers can acquaint themselves with the one who was amongst the believers. He was amongst the believers with his life while he was living, and after his death, when Allah raised him up to the Rafiq al-A'la alayhi salatu wa salam, he is amongst us with his sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his sunnah to go forth. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, today we want to discuss a little bit about him from the book Tahdhib al-Asma'i wal-Lugha by Imam Abu Zakariya Yahya ibn Sharaf An-Nawwi rahimahullah. The scholar, he's known to us and he's amongst the biggest scholars of Islam, rahimahullah. He died 686 Hijra, and he's the author of what we know, the 40 Hadith and Gardens of the Righteous or Riyadh al-Salihin, and he has other books. He discusses the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he begins with the lineage of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam that goes back to our father Ibrahim ibn Azar Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abdi Munaf ibn Qusay ibn Kilab ibn Murra ibn Ka'b ibn Lu'ay ibn Ghalib ibn Fahr ibn Malik ibn al-Nadr ibn Kinana ibn Khuzayma ibn Mudrika ibn Ilyas ibn Mudar ibn Nizar ibn Ma'ad Ibn Adnan sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and the ulama of Islam, they say that this part of the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is authentic. And that which stems from Adnan back to Ismail to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that has not been authentically reported. This is the lineage of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we know him from the lying false prophets that we've seen in America and those outside of America. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them what they deserve. The kunya of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu al-Qasim, the father of Al-Qasim, or Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother is Amina bint Wahb. This is the mother of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was born on Monday in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the year called Amul Fil, or the year of the elephant. And the story is known to us from the tafsir of Suratul Fil, as it was one of the khutbas in this masjid, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama, they differ pertaining to what day he was born, whether it was the 2nd or the 8th or the 10th or the 12th. The ulama are uncertain of it, but what they are certain about and what we're certain about is that the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bid'atun munkira. It's an evil, ugly innovation in this deen. And we remember when one of our shaykhs, Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, hafadhuhullah, he was giving a dars about the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and mentioning some of the bid'ahs that oppose the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned the bid'ah of the celebration of the Prophet's birthday. And one of the innocent older men in the audience, he said, "Shaykh, we only want to respect the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And the Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Jazairi, hafadhuhullah, he said, "A'udhu billahi minka. I seek refuge in Allah from you." And then the people, they were saying, "Shaykh, it's just an innocent man questioning." And the Shaykh said, "A'udhu billahi minkum antum jami'a. I seek refuge in Allah from every single one of you. Are you not aware that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad, that whoever invents something in this affair of ours that's not from it is rejected. And in the narration of Imam Muslim, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad, that whoever does something in this affair of ours that's not from it is rejected. Do you find the Prophet himself alayhi salatu wasalam celebrating his birthday? Did you find the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam celebrating his birthday? Did you find the tabi'un or the tabi'ut tabi'een or the scholars of Islam? Rather, Islam went almost 1,000 years with no one celebrating the birthday of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam until the deviant Muslims innovated this practice of bid'ah, that every bid'ah is a strain and every strain is in the fire, meaning everyone who intentionally, knowingly, willingly, and persistently practices the bid'ah is in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he also died on Monday in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, in the year of 11 Hijra. This was the death of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam at 63 years of age, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was buried on Wednesday night. And before he was buried alayhi salatu wasalam, he was shrouded in 3 pieces of white cloth alayhi salatu wasalam. After he was shrouded, he was placed on his bed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and placed at the end of the grave, where his uncle Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu was the first one who entered upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make the Salatul Janais, and then Banu al-Hashim, and then the Muhajirun, and then the Ansar, and then the men, and then the children, and then the women made the Salatul Janais on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as individuals, not as a group. Everyone had individually made the Salatul Janais for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and then he was buried alayhi salatu wa salam in his house sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as opposed to what we witness now of his grave being placed in the masjid. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shortly before his death, he warned us, la'natullahi 'ala al-yahuda wan-nasara. And I'm forgetting the exact wording of the rest of the hadith, which means, inshallah, the curse of Allah is on the Jews and the Christians. They made masjids out of the graves of their prophets. And it wasn't until after the Khulafa ar-Rashidun and some of our Salaf al-Saleh had died until about 88 Hijra, where the Muslims had extended the Prophet's masjid to cover his grave. He wasn't buried in his masjid, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was buried in his house, which was outside of his masjid. And this is the proper place of the burial of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, his father died while he was still in the womb of his mother. And then his mother died while he was only 6 years old. And then his grandfather, who took care of him after that, Abdul Muttalib, he died when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 8 years old, at which time his uncle Abu Talib took care of him alayhi salatu wasalam until he became a prophet at the age of 40 sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, after his prophethood, he remained in Al-Madina 10 years as a prophet, and then 13 years in his city Al-Madina, of which he died in sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is just the beginning of getting to know the Messenger of Allah who is amongst us sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was married to Khadija radiyallahu anha, who the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't marry any other women until after her death, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sauda and Aisha and Hafsa and Habiba and Salama and Zainab bint Jahshin and Maymuna and Jawairiya and Safiya radiyallahu anhunna ajma'een. They were the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And he had two right hand possessions, or as some of them translate, concubines. They were Maria al-Qibtiyya and also Rayhana bint Zaid. They were the right hand possessions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Our Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he has 7 children. 3 of them were sons and 4 of them were daughters. His oldest son is Al-Qasim, who was born before he became a prophet and died 2 years later. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after prophethood, he had Abdullah, who was also named At-Tayyib and At-Tahir. And he died shortly after that also. And then the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, in the 8th year of Hijra, he had Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad, who died 2 years later in the 10th year of Hijra. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, amongst his daughters, he had Zainab and Fatima and Ruqayya and Kulthum. All of them died during the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except his daughter Fatima. And all of his children were from his wife Khadija, except Ibrahim, who was from Maria al-Qibtiyya. These were the children of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he had mawali, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had ex-slaves, or slaves that were set free. From amongst them was Zayd ibn Haritha and others that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam had, like Thawban and others. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had many servants, like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, Allahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had other servants than them. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he had mu'adhins, four of them: Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu anhu, Ibn Ummi Maktoum radiyallahu anhu, Abu Mahdura and Sa'd al-Qard radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had messengers who he used to send out to the different people in order to deliver the official message from the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, like Abu Musa al-Ashari and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhuma, or like the examples of Dihya ibn Khalifa al-Kalbi radiyallahu anhu and others. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ascribes those who would write revelation for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and other correspondents, like the Khulafa al-Rashidun, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, and also Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan and Ubay ibn Ka'ab and Zayd ibn Thabit and others who are the writers for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam participated in 27 battles during his life alayhi salatu wasalam, that began when he was about 53 years old sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of which he fought in 9 of the battles. And the ulama, they have some differencing in the numbers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 56 raiding parties during his time. And a raiding party in Islam is when the Amir of the army, who was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his time, commanded a group of the army to go out and to attack the disbelievers secretly, in order to weaken the disbelievers and to strengthen the believers. This is the raiding party that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for the Muslims, which is different from the street theft that the Muslims commit, that they call raiding parties or jihadun fi sabilillah. This is a lie on Islam and an innovation in this deen, where brothers have gotten together and robbed banks and robbed post offices and drug dealers and what have you, and claim that that money was their money to live as the war booty that they got for fighting jihad fi sabilillah. This has no place in this deen of al-Islam. Walhamdulillah, Islam is more beautiful than that. That money that they got is stolen money, and they are thieves for stealing that money. And Islam has never given any one of us the right to go rob a bank or a post office or a store and to call that jihad fi sabilillah, because we're living in the land of the kuffar. This is an invention on the deen and different from the jihads of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the raiding parties. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, his life is going to take us more than just one khutbah to discuss the different aspects of the life of our Prophet and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this was just an introduction so that we can become more familiar with the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and know that indeed the Messenger of Allah is amongst you. And we're not, walhamdulillah, from amongst the spooky or mysterious Muslims who think that when they lay out a white blanket, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in person. As many of the Muslims have fabricated this lie on the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam in this deen of al-Islam, by thinking that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back to life and sits on the blanket and teaches the Muslim the deen. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and raised to the Rafiqul A'la. He is dead sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everything about him has been remains behind by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, we are the ones who sent down the dhikr, or the revelation, and we are the ones to preserve it. This doesn't just mean the Qur'an, but it means the explanation of the Qur'an or the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is just a brief look at the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who honor and obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Qur'an. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and make us amongst the believers. Oh Allah, let us die as believing in this deen of al-Islam. Oh Allah, don't take our hearts except that it's on Iman in Islam and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us amongst the successful and don't make us amongst the failures. Oh Allah, make us amongst those who give their wealth fi sabilillah to open up the doors of the Islamic Center of America soon. Ameen.